When it comes to extending the word of mouth for your events, there's no better tool than social media. This is Dave Charest, Content Manager at Constant Contact, and today we're going to be talking about event promotion and how to get the most out of social media. Today we're going to be covering three topics: social media as part of your event strategy, the essential social media networks, and other social media considerations you could take. With us today is Eric Mintz, who is the director of our EventSpot product here at Constant Contact. Eric, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, good to be here, Dave.
So when folks are thinking about social media as part of their event strategy, why is it that social media is really so important for people running events?
Yeah, so we did a really interesting study to our customers that were doing events around social media. And so we found out some really interesting kind of facts or statistics around the utility for social media. So we found things like 63% of our customers were using social media to actually gain new attendees. 62% of them were actually using social media to stay connected with them during the event. We saw that 56% told us that they were using social media to actually educate and inform. So this could be kind of, distributing information about your speakers, their bios, just leading up to the event. And then, of course, 40% of them said that it was just purely to drive word of mouth using social media.
So, at what points should we think about integrating social media into our strategy?
Yeah, the great thing about social media is I think you can do it the entire way leading up to the event. Clearly before the event begins, it's a great way to generate the buzz, right, to get people kind of talking about your event. Certainly social media, one of the value propositions, and it clearly extends your reach, right, gives you a broader audience to tap into. During the event, Twitter is a great example. If people can't attend the event, you can give them information about what's going on. And then post-event, it's a way of keeping the conversations going, and whether it be Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, it's a great way to keep those conversations ongoing.
So it sounds like it's just that, social media just offers a great opportunity to really increase that exposure for your event. So what are the main or the essential social media networks that people should focus on? How do they kind of best use those?
Right. So from our survey, and it's probably not just, surprising, is the three big ones, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, were the most popular. The feedback we got was 89% of our customers were using Facebook to promote their event. And there were some interesting statistics. One is by Mari Smith, who's a subject matter expert in social media, and she did a little study. And it said that the actual peak engagement for on Facebook is actually between 10 p.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern. Now, that's not to say that you want to forget kind of off hours, but that seemed to be when the most engagement was. Turns out you get a little more engagement on Thursdays, and probably there's something called the happiness index on Fridays, where people are probably jonesing to get out of work, right? So they spend more time on Facebook. And, of course, holidays are the obvious. People have some free time. In terms of Twitter, so, Twitter is, from the survey, 66% of the people said that they were using Twitter. Mm-hmm. And of those people, 37% were actually using a hashtag. Okay. And so one of the kind of practices we like to tell customers is to create a hashtag for your event and use the actual event name. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to get as many people, whenever they're talking on Twitter about that event, to actually use that hashtag that has the name in it. Clearly, you want to do that before the event, during the event, and after the event. You want to always use that hashtag. One other important practice is if you do have an event hashtag, you want to use that on the collateral. Any collateral, you want to put that hashtag on there.
And the hashtag is essentially a way for people on Twitter to kind of follow the same conversation around. It's like a little search term. Almost.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's good for people who are using it. It's good for you because at the end of the event, you can go back and do a search on that and see all the conversations. We find that customers will actually take feedback. It's almost like a post-event survey, but they'll use it through Twitter. So it's great utility in Twitter. In terms of LinkedIn, so we found out that 54, this was a kind of a big number, 54% were using LinkedIn groups. Okay. And I'm a huge fan of groups because, first of all, you can create a free group, and then you can invite people. And the idea is you get these people kind of interacting with each other, with other professionals, And it's just a great way of kind of empowering communities to kind of interact. And when you're using these three, these three big channels, the idea is you've got a lot of information about your event, the date, time, location, maybe a speaker, sponsors, bio. There's just a ton of content, and social media offers a great way to distribute that information information across those channels. And you'll find, especially with social media, you know, when you're using your social network to interact with people, when they come to your event, they actually get there, you'll find that they're much more educated.
Mm. So, Eric, are there any other, like, social media considerations to take into account?
Yeah, so two come to mind. Blogging is a great way to build an audience, but we find when we did this survey that 42% of people were actually blogging mm-hmm. about their events. The other thing is video. So video's on the rise. People told us 42% of our audience are also using videos. They're placing videos about their events up on YouTube mm-hmm. and Vimeo. So in my opinion, video is actually kind of the second best way to interact with your audience if you can't do it face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about it today is you don't need any special equipment. You know, you can use a flip phone, you can use a smartphone, so it's really inexpensive to do it. And the great thing about using video today is the authenticity of using these. You know, you don't need a professional studio. Yeah. So you want to be authentic. You always want to keep in mind, you know, the needs of your audience because you're going to be building these assets really for your next event. So, you know, while you're at your event, just kind of talk to people, get their kind of sense mm-hmm. of how the event was going, maybe even talk to speakers as well. A couple quick tips. So if you're doing interviews, you know, typically you want to keep the interviews less than, you know, 60 to 90 seconds, okay. so they're short and sweet. If you're doing some type of training, I know at Constant Contact we try and keep our videos always under 10 minutes, mm-hmm. So try not to exceed that 10-minute limit.
Great. So if we were to recap here, Eric, you know, we're talking about social media as part of your event strategy, and really it's understanding that social media plays a key role before, during, and after your event, so you should be thinking about using it across all of those sections. Also, in terms of the essential social media networks, it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and we want to focus on using the strengths of each network to your advantage. Other social media considerations is, you know, blogging and video, and then really about being authentic and using those tools. Mm-hmm. So if we were to leave people with one thought from today, what would that be, Eric?
Yeah, I think, you know, I kind of view using social media as really a business development strategy. Mm-hmm. And if you do this thoughtfully, you know, your ambassadors, your key influencers, your rabid fans can actually take on this role for you and kind of through word of mouth marketing, right? So I think it's just a great channel for doing business development.
Great. Eric, thanks so much for joining us today. This is Dave Charest, Content Manager at Constant Contact, and we'll catch you next time.